One of the things I've chosen to do, which I really enjoy doing, is sitting down and interviewing our high school graduates. They've taught me a lot. One of the things that they taught me is we do not answer phones. You notice that? If all of you have kids, if you text your kids, they'll respond to you, but if you call them on the phone, they probably won't. But anyway, it's really a delight, and I sat down with people, and it's just wonderful just to hear them talk about what's going on in their lives and the things that they are involved in. And as part of this, I sit down with them and I say, so what kind of wisdom have you learned in life? What's been something that you'd pass on to somebody? And it's kind of remarkable there, you know, sometimes the wisdom comes out in little things like, don't wait till the last minute to do something, because that can get you into trouble. And then somebody else will say, don't be afraid to get involved, you know. But then, you know, in the midst of that, then I've heard other people say, heard one person say, you know, said one of the biggest challenges I had is I used to start on our team, and then I got benched the next year, and I had to decide, do I really want to do this? How important is this? And how much do I value this person's opinion? You know? Or listen to somebody else and they say, you know, when I started, you know, I was really concerned about, you know, kind of doing what other people thought I ought to do and kind of being on the in crowd. And then I realized, you know what? I'm chasing somebody else's dream there. That's not really my dream. I got to do what I think is important. And you listen to people, and sometimes I think they speak wisdom that they don't even know they're speaking. You know, they'll say, you know, it's really important to find people that kind of share your values, because, boy, if you hang around with people that don't, you can really go down the path, wrong path, you know. And somebody else says, you know, I know what I got to do. I just got to do it, you know. Said, and what's neat about this is in all of these young men and women, you can see them kind of seeking wisdom. In a sense, they're like the magi who saw the star at its rising and have come to find that. You know, this story is told about magi and coming to see Jesus and Herod and all that kind of stuff. And if we take it at face value, it's like, we were just looking for this little kid, you know. And the truth is, there's something much deeper going on. Because what the magi were seeking was, they said, I have to find something that can really give meaning to my life. I have to find something that can be an anchor in my life. I have to find something that's going to sustain me. That's what I'm seeking. And of course, the Magi, they came from the East, and they had to, and the interesting thing about it is that they had to explore places that maybe they wouldn't have sought in the beginning. Isn't that a great piece of wisdom, that when you're seeking wisdom in life, sometimes you got to remember that you might be looking for it in the wrong place, and that you got to look in places that maybe you never thought wisdom would come from. And the other story about the Magi is that they saw its star and were drawn to it and kept pursuing it. There is something about the journey of life that says, I want to find out what will really sustain me. And that takes That takes a lot of energy. That takes a lot of perseverance. Because it's just kind of easy to give up. It's one thing. It's like the person who says, I know what I got to do. I just got to do it. Well, sometimes the perseverance is the doing it. Is the doing it. And not everybody will do that. And then the end of the story, you know, when we listen to the story, it's like, Herod's worried. And so he sends the Magi off, says, now come and tell me where it is so I can go and honor Jesus too. And we know that Herod's just, he's not interested in that. He's a bad guy. And so at the very end of the story, it's like we kind of outfox old Herod, you know, by having the angel appear in a dream to the Magi, and they go home by a different way than we got old Herod, you know, there. Yeah, and that's one level of the story. But you know what? At another level, what happens when you seek wisdom and you find something and you say, this is really worthwhile, you change your way of life. The Magi went home by another route. They live their life in a different way. So, you know, when we come together and we celebrate today this Feast of the Epiphany, and it can be a nice little story about three kings and all of that, but really, fundamentally, the story is really about what's the light that we seek in our life? What is it that is the star that guides us? And the truth is that there's always a star guiding us. It's not a question of, oh, geez, I have to have a star that guides us, you know. Right now, for every one of you, every one of us right now, we are guided by a star. We are guided by something that says, this is really valuable. And somebody said, well, what would that be in my life? And the way to find that out is, you know, you just go back and you look at your life and you say, what do I spend my money on? Who do I hang around with? And what do I do with my time? You look at those three things, and then you can determine what the star is in your life. Now, of course, we come here as followers of Jesus, and one of the things about the Magi is they came to see this wisdom that was going to change everything and make everything make sense for them. And what did they find? They found Mary with the child Jesus. It's like, really? That's what the wisdom is? It's like turning the world upside down. It's like, this doesn't, I thought it would come in, in a fancy place with people who were significant and powerful, and that's where you'd find the wisdom. He said, no, the wisdom comes in the child who was in the manger, in people who were nobodies. And you say, man, that's turning the world upside down. And in a lot of ways, you know, for us who are followers of Jesus, Jesus says, you know, here, you're seeking wisdom in life. You're seeking something that will give meaning and purpose to your life. Here's the way. And he'll talk about things like you have to learn how to forgive. You know, you have to learn how to let go of things in life. You got to learn how to forgive. And if you want to have real meaning in your life, you got to be willing to give yourself to something that is bigger than you. That all of a sudden you realize it's like, I ain't the center of the world. And that's okay. Because it's not about me. But I'm about being part of the life of Christ in the world. And you say, boy, if you wanna have something that will give you wisdom that will be an anchor in your life. Remember that that all the things that you get in life, they're only a means to an end. If you want to be really secure, you have to be willing to be vulnerable. If you want to save your life, you got to be willing to lose it. And for the Magi, you know, one of the things that they had to do was to say, this is not what we expected wisdom to be. This is not the way we thought it was going to be. Could it be that what we're seeking, or what other people tell us that we're seeking, is not the way? You know, honestly, you know, one of the things that will stir up all these people, you know, nowadays is, you know, you hear people to say, America first. And by God, we're going to make America first. And you say, you know, that's a dead end. Not that we want bad things to happen to people in America, but we want America to be first, and we want the people in Honduras to be first, and we want these people. We want all of these people. We're in this together. We're in this together. And you think, that's a wisdom that people look at today and say, oh, you religious people, you're so damn naive, you don't know anything. And we dismiss it. Or people come along and say, no, 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 what you got to do is you got to take care of yourself. You take care of yourself, because nobody else could take care of you. So don't be misled by all those people that say, you ought to be kind and generous. That's really nice. That's what religious people say. But that ain't never going to get it. You take care of yourself, because there ain't nobody else going to do it. And Jesus comes along and says, I'm sorry, folks, but that's not going to do it. And so for us to look at that and say, that's wisdom. That doesn't seem like wisdom. That doesn't seem like the way it ought to be. That was the question the Magi faced when they said the star stopped when it was over the house, and they entered and they saw Mary and the child Jesus. And it says they came in and they understood. It's like, oh, this is what it's about. This is what it's about. And because they understood, they went home another way. Changed their whole life. So really, for us today, on this feast day of Epiphany, is to ask ourselves, you know, what's the star that we follow in our life? What's the thing that we make the anchor of our life? And we ask ourselves, is that really going to be the anchor? What is it? What is it that will really be the light that will guide us in our